What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about the economic news. Things are really bad over in China. They've had a real estate implosion there. Property developers are going bankrupt. The banks are in trouble. There are runs on the bank. So far, it's estimated 400,000 Chinese have lost their life savings just overnight, and things are getting very, very tense there. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
So the UK trade war or whatever, UK with Boris and all that, what do you think's happening there, and why do you think the UK's buddying up with Ukraine, it looks like?
Well, Boris is seen as having botched Brexit and not gotten out of the EU as cleanly as a lot of people thought was going to happen. And certainly the British people do not want to get involved in another major war. They're dealing with the social stress from all this immigration. And part of the Brexit deal was that Great Britain was going to form new trade relations with other countries, and many countries, including the United States, have already come forward to establish these trade relations. But the European Union is still trying to punish Great Britain for leaving, and Boris just caught the brunt of that.
Okay, and then when it comes to that, what do you call it? So Ukraine or whatever, is there any reason, do you think, Brexit or whatever, you think if they're going to get back in because Brexit, wasn't it Nigel Farage that started that thing? And doesn't it have to do with, wasn't there like a copy with Candace Owens with the Blexit of the blacks leaving the Democratic Party or something?
Okay, well, I think you're mixing topics here. To get on back, yes, Nigel Farage was definitely one of the early leaders of getting out of the European Union. As far as Ukraine is concerned, there are a lot of EU members and a lot of NATO members who are thinking that this U.S. war against Russia is a really, really bad idea. And I'm not surprised to hear that presidential candidate in Austria running on getting out of the EU. This Russia-Ukraine-U.S.-NATO war is going to end in disaster because inevitably it's going to go nuclear. So I think a lot of cooler heads in some of these other countries are saying, no, we got to stop this thing.
Okay, so two more things. Forget the Blake thing. One, Trump supposedly, I'm about to watch a video of Tim Pool saying that Trump's definitely going to run. I guess Ivana Trump has just passed.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that does makes you wonder about things. But also, what do you call it? The other thing was the what is it called? I think it was the trade. What do you see? The UK. Do you think that this is good? The Ukraine thing. Do you think Ukraine could somehow be an opening for them to come back into the trade war? And do you think that there's going to be a reason for why America might have to trade with them in a certain way, where UK is going to have power somehow?
Well, the United States committed to trade with an independent Great Britain or United Kingdom before the whole Brexit deal went on down. As far as Mrs. Trump, I mean, it was known she had some serious medical issues, all along, and she was 73. So I don't think that's really necessarily a factor there. I don't think the situation in Ukraine is going to directly affect Great Britain's trade relations with other countries. The only place where it would have an effect is if Great Britain wanted to trade with Ukraine, and they might want some of that grain that's coming on out of there. But I think probably for most countries, they're going to want to see things settle down there before they start, doing business there again.
If the EU disbanded at this point with the way UK, Russia is all going and that, and if there's anything that winds up happening in the future where America has to trade in a certain way with the UK, the UK could possibly get a lot of power. Like, kind of like do like a Jerusalem, like how Jerusalem or whatever, or Israel was like a good strategic position for like trade and everything.
Well, there is no question that Brussels likes to rule the European Union with kind of an iron fist, which is causing a lot of problems over there. But again, trade between the U.S. and the United Kingdom is already underway. That had been agreed to prior to Brexit. And I don't know how much influence Brussels has right now, because, again, as I mentioned before, many of the EU nations are not really happy about this possibility of a new war on their continent.
Yes, yes. All right. So thank you for your info, and I might come back to you on these topics again, especially the Brexit one. I might want to bring that up again at some point.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First thing about Boris Johnson. I mean, when history looks back on this whole fiasco with Ukraine, they're going to focus in on the opportunity we had when Ukraine and Russia were meeting in Turkey about 2 months ago, before the real damage was done to the global economy, to NATO, to the West, oil prices, everything. They're going to look at when Boris Johnson told Zelensky not to make a deal and remain belligerent. And if you ask me, that's why the British are getting rid of Boris Johnson. I mean, they're not going to say we're getting rid of it because of the great disaster that he caused in Ukraine. But they're going to do it this way and blame it on Brexit or blame it on the fact that he had parties, right? Ridiculous. He had parties without masks. I mean, they come up with these camouflaged reasons because they don't want to admit what a disaster that this whole Ukraine thing has become, because NATO is so sacred to them. And when the dust settles, Boris Johnson should go down in history as the biggest monster since Hitler, and Hitler wasn't even that bad in my view, but for what he did, he sabotaged the opportunity. You know how many millions of Ukrainians are going to suffer? Russians are going to die. Germans are going to freeze. The potential for German industry to collapse and our industry to collapse, all because for some reason, probably the Zionists or the people want it, whatever reason, you know, the neocon types, they got Boris to sabotage the peace talks. And that was the opportunity to turn the whole thing around, and he sank it like the Titanic, and he deserves universal scorn for that. And I think that's the way that they did it. They got rid of him. They're not going to admit it, but that's why Boris Johnson's gone. And hopefully, you know, it seems like Macron is starting to lose all this leadership of Europe that got us into this mess, that didn't, like, talk to Ukraine and say, hey, why are you provoking the Russians and make a deal and no NATO for you. They all need to go. We need a revolution to get rid of that.
Well, they may be on their way out. I mean, there's calls for Macron to step down. I mean, there's riots in Rome right now, not to mention the riots in the Netherlands and Germany. It could be the beginning of a global revolution. To basically get these war-happy, tax-happy sociopaths out of power. And again, the fact that the Sri Lankan president has now fled the country, I mean, that's sending a message. Yeah, you can convince bad government to pack up their loot and leave.
Yeah, well, he went along with the globalists, you know, this Sri Lankan president. They went along with Agenda 21, and they got rid of fertilizer. And now it's a good riddance to that scumbag in Sri Lanka. But, you know, I used to live in Thailand for a while. I had an apartment over there. I ended up selling it to a German, like, right after Trump got elected, because the king over there died and things were changing. So it was a good move to get out. But I knew a lot of Germans over there, because the condo I bought was in a German-managed and built condominium. And I like Germans. They're very good about, like, keeping, like, loose tile and fixing things. So
yes,
it's a good, you know. But they were very, like, they thought Trump was a buffoon and he's unprofessional. And, you know, they always kind of mock him and they had that arrogance about him. Like, well, they need to have more, you know, the professionals. I'm sure when Biden came in, they were all like, oh, the adults are back in charge. Well, I wish, in a way, I'd like to go to Thailand, but I don't want to get vaccinated, just to laugh at them. Because I used to tell them, I used to tell the Germans, your future is with the Russians. I said, you should be making friends with the Russians. I said, because, you know, I talked about 9/11 and how the West was just totally going down the crapper. But right now, I'd like to just go over there and sit at the bar and sort of laugh at them for their arrogance. You know, let the professionals run things. Well, you got the professionals running things right now. You know, you got the groups of the globalists running the show. And look what they've done. Look at the mess they've made. And for Germany, they're going to suffer like no other country. Their industry is so dependent on Russia. And
they basically come on out and said they can't live without Russian oil and gas. And what they're doing is sending a message saying, if you force us to choose between the U.S. and Russia, we're going to go with Russia.
Well, NATO is going to be destroyed by the time this is all over. And you can blame Biden and you can blame the neocons and you can blame Boris Johnson and all of them for this. And what, mm-hmm. you know, so whether it's being done on purpose, I don't know, but it's there, the destruction that has been unleashed, and it's kind of like the suicidal destruction, because it's all self-inflicted wounds on what they've done.
Yeah.
These people really, they've really screwed the pooch, as they say. And like I said, Germans are going to suffer. And, you know, like I said, there's so many arrogant people with, oh, we need professionals. You know, Trump is such a buffoon. And what do they put in? They put in all these globalist New World Order guys. And look at the mess they've got us into. So, listen, one thing, you hear a lot of people running down Biden. And Biden's a clown, but he's a puppet. It's the globalist New World Oil neocon types that got us here. Now, Biden's just a birdcage liner. And don't let them skate when all the damage is done. Don't let them just say, oh, it was Biden. No, it was a lot. It's a lot deeper than Biden. You know, a lot deeper than Biden. And anyway, so actually, I called about cryptos. Do you have time, or did I talk
yeah,
too much?
you can go for a couple of minutes on crypto.
Yeah, I did very well with crypto, and luckily I sold a lot, you know, to buy things. So I kind of got new truck, new car, some land, and paid, you know. So, but at the same time, it's very, very risky. But I got to tell you, if it's not the end of the world, and it could be the end of the world on the horizon, then right now is probably a really good time to get into cryptos. And I'll tell you the main reason I think, and that is the dollar is so strong right now, it's not going to last. And when the dollar, the DXY, starts dropping, you're going to see cryptos run again. And just from being in them a long time and making money and then, you know, and watching the cycles. And once again, this is with the caveat that it's not really the end of life as we know it, which is possible with this Ukraine and nuclear war and potential meltdowns of the whole financial system, which is a possibility. But if that doesn't happen, I think cryptos are just a screaming buy right now, and I'd get in them. And I'd look at one cryptos. There's a lot of crypto, and it's not all about money. A lot of it's like it deals with different things, you know, like gaming and gambling. And so you might want to, like, dab in some of them, because it's going to be the future of a lot of industry, like metaverses and things like that. So just buy, like, a, you know, 10 or 20 of them. And all you need is one or two to make you a lot of money. You know, that's kind of the best way to do it. But
I'm cautious in the extreme, and you know, we've heard about these horror stories of crypto exchanges getting hacked and millions of dollars vanishing overnight.
It doesn't seem
stable to me. And again, I think that, you know, a money being used has to have a commodity base in order to guarantee its value.
Right, and I like I said, I'm not saying to go hard in, but I would. I think it's a good buy right now, just from experience in it, and I think that there are a lot of uses for crypto or blockchain, they call it. I mean, some of it's just about contracts. It's a great way to do contracts instead of having to go through, you know, to do trades and exchanges. So it's not really all money. A lot of it's other things, information.
No, the blockchain technology itself has got a lot of different applications. You know, I didn't get into crypto because when I was living in Hawaii, they actually passed a law against it. I had a friend out there in Hawaii who I was into crypto, and I think he did okay. Didn't do great, but you know, at least he didn't lose anything. But again, you know, I think to have a stable, reliable monetary base, you've got to have a currency that's based on a commodity base. I mean, that's how the nation was started. The money was that coinage, the silver in the coins, the gold in the coins, the copper in the nickel. And there was nothing the bankers or the government could do to change the value of that money because of the commodity base. And when you disconnect the money from a commodity base, then its value can be manipulated or simply dictated by the government. Do you remember the dollar devaluation against Japan? This was back in 1980s, I think.
About 50% off.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Japanese goods in the stores doubled in price overnight. That couldn't have happened. With a currency that was still based on a commodity value.
And well, part of the problem, though, Mike, is that the commodities and the gold and the silver, their prices are so manipulated by, you know, they use all these tricks with Wall Street. You know, they don't really have to.
They're using the paper markets to distort it.
Right.
But in the end, having the physical metal in your possession and under control, that's going to be your best protection against runaway inflation and manipulations by government and banks. Anyway, listen, Joe, thanks a lot for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. How are you? Here's what's on my mind. Let's get this going here. First off, Mike, I don't know. I'm watching these imbecilic news networks. When you watch CNN and Communist News Network and CBS, Communist Broadcasting System, I noticed they shut their mouths, Mike, on this young girl, 10 years old, who supposedly got pregnated by an illegal alien, Mike.
Yes.
And now when they had to do it, Roe versus Wade. Well, you know, the governor of Ohio said she could not have an abortion, Mike. They were basically saying, you know, the girl's a rape victim, so go get an abortion. Even Ron DeSantis is basically here in Florida saying.
That's the law in Ohio. In the case of rape, they would not refuse the abortion. So that part of the story was just being made on up. And I think the reason they dropped the rest of it, of course, is the fact that she was raped twice by this illegal immigrant who has fortunately been arrested now. And that goes against, the open borders agenda. You know, we're flooding this country with men who are going to rape our 10-year-old girls. And I think that's a bad thing.
Well, you're absolutely right, Mike. And let's really get rolling now with this. Because this is insanity, what I'm watching and hearing. Mike, on Newsmax today, 13.4 million illegals are in the state of California. Kevin McCarthy wants to be Speaker of the House in November. This is absurd. We got a great congresswoman here in Florida, Kate Kamak. She's saying the whole country is being invaded. Okay? They're bringing these people. Look, you can't even go to a Home Depot or anything. It'll be $200-$300 and want to jump in your truck and find work. I mean, Mike, this is off the charts, man. And you know, when you talk about, Mike, another thing is, let's look at the murder statistic, okay, in the United States of America by illegal aliens killing American citizenry. Mike, it's almost up to 6,300. Mike, check it out, in five-year period. I don't know if I saw that as a five-year period. I saw the number. I believe I saw that on Breitbart. And that was like, I think I told you about that a while back. I think that was like 4 months ago I saw that. It was close to 6,000. Was it a five-year period, Mike? I can't remember. I honestly don't remember what that was, but I know it was astronomical, okay? And we're not even talking about Kate Spiney or Molly Tibbetts. We're talking nationwide, Mike. Like Trump was pointing out, you know, a lot of guys talk crap about Trump, but you name it, to the last caller and all these other guys, what other president ever even would bring up the word MS-13 and all the illegal gang members, murders and all that? What other president ever had the balls to do that, Mike? Can you name me one?
Not off the top of my head.
Not even Ronald Reagan. No, none of them, Mike. None of them had the cojones to do what Trump basically did when he came down that escalator. Who's not kidding here? And, you know,
okay, well, Tom, I got to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The story about the people in China not paying their mortgages, and it brings me back to Fascination had a good, in-depth kind of thing on China and if they're controlled by American Kosher Nostra, international bankers, but they, because there was a debate, is Xi really kind of a nationalist, or is he working with people like Goldman Sachs, Jared Kushner, because all these guys went over there and got Xi to change their constitution to allow foreign investing into their financial markets and housing markets. So kind of what they were. I don't know if you remember, but even George Soros and Kushner went together as business partners to go kind of open up China, as they say. But it's just kind of an interesting story to see if the Chinese will default on these bankers. Because the theory was that, you know, Chinese are really good at saving, kind of like America used to be, the baby boomer, the, you know, World War II generation. So these people had a lot of money in the bank to invest. So what they were thinking is these firms are just going to go over there and somehow steal all that money, basically. And they set up all these housing investment kind of 401k plan type things. And so it's kind of a big deal with this housing thing. You know, I'm not sure what will happen, but it's basically the average Chinese saver being ripped off, kind of just like we were with the housing credit default swaps and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, back in 2008, yes.
Yep. So I just kind of wanted to call attention to that. You know, just remember, when we talked about Trump, it was really Kushner, and Kushner was over there making deals with George Soros and BlackRock and all these people that go do that kind of stuff. It's kind of interesting. So I don't know. Keep up the good work and keep up on that story, because I wonder, you know, who's going to take advantage of this? Who's going to get hurt by it? What's going to happen? You know, it's because Z could just not pay the, you know, bail them out or whatever, like they did here. So I don't know. It could all be planned out. So I guess we'll find out if Z is for real or not, you know.
Well, I guess we will. You know, again, for the globalists to achieve a one-world government, the United States, Russia, and China have to be brought down, and this may be the way China is brought down economically rather than militarily.
I would agree. Yeah, it's kind of like a time bomb. You just destroy their housing market, kind of just like happened here. And then pretty soon, hey, Goldman Sachs will own half the apartments in China, you know? BlackRock,
yeah.
And all these investors. So anyway, that's all I had. I'm going to keep up on this story and see how it goes here.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. The lines are now open, 512-248-8252. Now, there's an interesting story. This is coming out of Your Destination Now. And this gets back to the comment I make about this country not being well managed. This week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recommended breaching dams on the Snake River in order to improve the chances of survival of endangered salmon. Now, this, of course, is going to jeopardize power supplies in the Pacific Northwest and worsen the supply chain crisis. But apparently the salmon are considered a higher priority than us human beings. This gets back to the comment I made on the abortions, that you can go to jail for damaging an eagle's egg, but, you know, it's okay to kill a human fetus, unborn human being here. Or, you know, like happened at that abortion clinic, oh, they survived the abortion. All right, just put it on a shelf. It'll die. And again, in the name of fighting climate change, okay, there's this movement out in California to ban the construction of new gas stations to battle climate change. And again, getting on back to it, the climate changes all the time. It always has, it always will. And even NASA came on out and said the climate changes because of the changing shape of the Earth's orbit. And, you know, banning new gas stations at a time where people are struggling to get their cars filled just does not make sense. We have morons in charge of our country. Got to take a break. Commercials, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, thanks, Mike. I don't know if you heard, Brett Baer from Fox Radio interviewed Henry Kissinger a few days ago, and he was asking about the what's going on with Ukraine and Russia, and of course our little German accent guy was like, well, we will be at full conflict with the Russians by August. And then Brett Baer says something like, okay, do you see this going nuclear? And then he's like, well, we have many more tools than nuclear that can do much more damage. So, I mean, and that's about the bulk of what I caught of the whole conversation. So what do you make of that? I mean, are we really going to go to war with Russia? Will it be nuclear? Or what other weapons do you know of that they have that they could possibly use? And we're quite
aware
of several.
Well, I mean, you know, we're dealing with the revelations ever since the COVID pandemic came on out that the United States is funding biological laboratories in other mm-hmm. countries where whatever they're doing, they don't want people seeing it. And You know, that Russia is saying a lot of the labs in Ukraine were engaged in biological weapons research, all in contravention of the biological weapons convention that everybody supposedly signed. And I think whoever is pushing for World War III is thinking, well, you know, if we use nuclear weapons, then we're going to blow up all the bridges and the buildings and wreck the infrastructure. But if we use a biological weapon, then the people will die, but all the roads will still be fine, the rails will still work, and the bridges will be up there, and, you know, all the buildings will still be intact and ready to move into. And so I think that may be what Kissinger was referring to.
So did you see that commercial in New York that they're putting out in New York? Fucking, it's a black lady who comes out. She's walking down, looks like in the Bronx, and she's talking about, so there was a nuclear bomb that exploded. We don't know where.
We talked about that a little earlier, and it's a nonsense ad because, you know, they're saying, you know, go into a building, take off your clothes, wash yourself with shampoo and soap, and just wait until you hear what the government wants you to do, which assumes the buildings are still standing, the water is still running, and the electricity and internet and media are still available, which is not likely to be the case following a nuclear attack.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's utter nonsense.
Well, think about this, though. Once again, COVID-19 was invisible, and we all went in our houses, we locked down, we started wearing masks, all this stuff. Now, they could just say a nuclear bomb was exploded somewhere, and now there's radiation everywhere. You got to stay in your home. It's another way to lock us down.
Well, it's not going to work in my case because I've got my own radiation meters.
That was my next question. How many people do you think they'll be able to fool with this one? I mean, another invisible thing that's killing us all. I mean, how are we really that stupid, Mike?
Well, I think there's a growing skepticism in the minds of the American people. I mean, the poll that says half of American voters think there will be fraud in the coming midterms tells me that the American people have indeed started to wake up to the real nature of this government and this country. And, of course, from the government's point of view, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. But at some point, there's going to be one lie too many, and that's when it's really all going to start coming apart.
Okay, so last thing, did you see that press conference with Biden when the press corps asked him? He said, "Hey, so a majority of the Democrats wished that you wouldn't run in '94." And he got the skew backwards because it was 18% wanted him to run and 92% didn't want him to run. And he skewed out that 92% of them, I already know, 92% of all Democrats want me to run again. This is the dementia-ridden guy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's a joke. He's an absolute joke. I mean, it was bad enough the Democrats stole the election, but then to use it to put this damaged individual up there, it's a joke on the American people, except we're not laughing.
Exactly. Do you think that they'll try to prop him up and steal it again, or I don't think he's going to
The sense I'm getting is they're going to sweep Biden off the stage to make way for Hillary's amazing comeback in 2024.
Well, don't forget Newsom. They're grooming him, too, right now. Did you hear? Did you hear what Newsom said in California? He literally said, we are going to clear the way, so if you are a victim of gun violence, you can sue the manufacturer. They're actually going to do that in California. They're going to clear the way.
There's a lot of states that are trying to do that. It's never going to hold up. That's like suing the manufacturer of the crowbar because you got burglarized.
Or the Louis Slugger bill bat because you beat somebody up with it. Yeah. No, it doesn't make any sense. All right, Mike. Thanks for making sense out of stuff that don't make sense. You have a good day, sir.
All right. Same to you. And the lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, again, I'm getting a sense that there's an orchestrated campaign by the corporate media to start showing Biden the door, as it were, in order to clear the skids for Hillary Clinton's comeback here. And now CNN is out there reporting that Biden's energy policies are aiding Russia. Okay, they're hurting this country, but they're aiding Russia. And they are, because Russia is selling their oil and gas, and they're getting premium prices for it. And so they're making money hand over fist. Europe is struggling without their share of the Russian oil and gas. And, of course, we're all paying, you know, $6, $7 a gallon. Over in London, to show you how out of control things are there, car theft has been so decriminalized that cars are being stolen all over the place. Research has shown that less than 1% of vehicle thefts lead to criminal charges. Well, those are pretty good odds, and I can understand where criminals are going to say, I'm going to steal this car because there's less than a 1% chance that I'm ever going to get caught and go to jail. So let me just go ahead and steal this car, and you know, we're going to be off and running. I mean, it's a lawless society. That's what they wanted with all this defund the police nonsense. It's a field day for the criminals. And, you know, it basically underscores a criminal government begats a criminal society. And that seems to be what's going on here in this country. We've got Biden handing out crack pipes. I guess that's where Hunter got his. They're going very easy on drug smugglers and cartel dealers. And, you know, it's just crime is running rampant. And you have to wonder how much money in bribes are certain politicians getting from the Mexican drug lords and the people smugglers. Okay, let's see. Biden has now started bragging about how he's imported record foreign workers to compete against Americans for jobs. And huzzah, huzzah, let's hear it for me. And, of course, jobless claims are soaring again here in the United States. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello, Michael. How are you today?
Hanging in there.
I hope your wife, Claire, is getting better. My prayers go
Thank
for
you.
Her.
Thank you.
Yes. I was calling. I wanted to get your opinion and see what you think about this thing about what Poland has, Putin had said about moving into Poland, if Poland continues to take in, you know, the supplying.
Okay,
NATO
well,
and
that
stuff.
That did not come directly from Putin himself. It came from another Russian official who was being interviewed on Russian state television, basically saying, you know, and the reason Poland is at issue is because Ukraine is using Polish airfields to launch missions against Russian forces. So Poland is already involved in this. But what the warning is if the United States continues to send weapons into Ukraine, that Russia is going to consider the war expanding into Poland itself. And that would really get things going.
I think this probably has to do with these HIMARS.
Yes.
Units, and that seems to be the issue. I mean, because they've been bringing stuff to Poland for a long time. I mean,
they would go
to Poland, and then they would go somewhere else. My curiosity is what do they expect? I mean, this is, I guess, where I wanted your opinion. If I was Russia, I would do the same thing. I mean, I would just say absolutely same thing. Poland, you know, if you continue to supply the war, you're part of the war. Same thing with us. I mean, you know, we continue to supply Poland. I don't see why supplying the war means you're in the war as far as I can see. You know, I'm not a diplomat.
Yeah, definitely that would be the case. Well, Russia's issue is that the United States is sending larger and more powerful and longer-range weapons, and at the point where Russia feels that Moscow itself could be attacked from within Ukraine, they'll be forced to act.
And what do you think the consequences would be if we did act? And or, I shouldn't say we. I'm supporter of Putin over there, okay? I'm a United States veteran, but I don't support us in this war over there. And I believe Putin is probably in the right for what I can determine. But here's my point. If they went in over there, do you think that would expand the war and would lead us into World War III?
Well, you know, Russia tends not to bluff. The U.S. bluffs a lot. Putin's history is when he says he's going to do something, he does it. And before this whole Ukraine situation kicked off, Putin had sounded the warning. If NATO continues to expand to the east, there's going to be a confrontation. And then back in 2014, of course, the U.S. backed a coup d'etat that drove the democratically elected president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, from power and installed Poroshenko, the chocolate maker, as the new puppet ruler. And then they started talking about Ukraine joining NATO. And at that point, Russia said, okay, special military operation. We're going to liberate Donetsk and Luhansk, and that will create a safety buffer to keep missiles in Ukraine from being able to hit Moscow with virtually no warning. But now what Russia is saying is if any missiles able to hit Moscow are sent to Ukraine, they're going to have to basically take the war all the way up to Warsaw.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments. That's really all I wanted to talk about. And okay. I just find that it would be, I just believe it would be a major escalation and would be a provocation for this country to say, okay, well, this is turning into a world war. We're going to want to send troops or whatever over there. But, you know, it's they're being provoked into it. You know, I don't see
they are. You know, when Germany reunified, NATO made a promise to Russia, then the Soviet Union, that there would be no more eastward expansion, and then they proceeded to start expanding eastward, and Russia has continually sounded the warning, look, you said you weren't going to do this, please stop expanding toward our territory, because they remember how close the Nazis got to Moscow during World War II, and they don't want to be back in that same situation again. So, yeah, if World War III breaks out, it definitely, the initiating event was that 2014 coup d'etat.
Yeah. I hear that NATO is also wanting to expand over and around the China area or, you know, Taiwan area. Or
yeah, which is odd for an organization that's named the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah, North NATO, yeah. Okay, all right, thank you very much. They'll have to name it China or something. All right, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
All right, you've got it. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. Getting into our borders, it's kind of a weird situation. Over in San Jose, California, police found an underground homeless encampment. And this one was different. It had an armory with rifles, thousands of dollars worth of stolen goods. It was a cache of weapons. And they're starting to wonder, you know, what's going on? Are the homeless starting to organize to rebel against the government that made them homeless? I mean, if you think about how many homeless people there are out there, if they all got angry at the same time and got organized, that would be a serious problem for the U.S. government here. Now, talking about Poland again, they have now completed a 115-mile border wall to try and stop illegal alien smuggling. And if Poland can do it, why can't we? Well, Trump tried to do it, ran into bureaucratic resistance, and people said, no, we've got to have the open border. We need these Democratic voters, even though it's not legal for them to vote here. So it's just absurd here. Now, as the longtime listeners and readers know, I have an issue with the abuse of children, especially sexual. And it's kind of weird. There was a story came on out today. Representative Roy wanted to have this amendment on a bill that would increase penalties for all child sex trafficking offenses. I don't know. Sounds like a good idea to me. But the Judiciary Committee Democrats unanimously rejected it. Said, no. Let's leave the child sex traffickers alone. They're just trying to earn a living. And, you know, they're really kind of harmless and so forth and so on. I don't know. I have a real issue with that one. Over at the World Health Organization, which did such yeoman service there getting us into masks and vaccines for COVID, is now out there reaffirming its status as an unscientific, politically driven body by officially declaring that gender is not limited to male and female, that there are, in fact, a great many genders out there, and that they have to acknowledge that. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And as one of our earlier callers mentioned, California's Governor Gruesom Newsom has signed legislation allowing gun manufacturers to be sued by the victims of crimes committed using those guns. And it is an absolutely ridiculous idea. For example, you know, if somebody is in a car and they've had a few too many and they run up on a sidewalk and kill a bunch of people, you're not allowed to sue the car company. You know, most people wouldn't even say the car company is at fault here. No, the fault was the guy with his hands on the wheel and his foot on the gas pedal. And, you know, that makes common sense. Like I was saying to the phone call, I mean, that's like trying to say my house got broken into by a burglar, so I'm going to sue the company that makes the crowbars there. Or I'm overweight, so I'm going to sue the company that made the spoon. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. But, you know, that's how desperate the gun grabbers are, because they realize the American people are getting very, very angry. There was a recent poll saying that 25% of Americans are ready to take up arms against the government. Now, some of that is going to be just bravado, and when push comes to shove, not really expecting them to show up. But it does indicate a growing trend. Now, a little bit of good news here. Women now make up the largest group of new gun owners. And, you know, people who used to sort of be on the fence about, do I want a gun? Do I not want a gun? How do I feel about it? Recent high crime statistics and growing violence, especially with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, these on the fence people are being pushed over onto the side of, you know, maybe I ought to have at least one home defense weapon. And there's a study conducted by Harvard University. Women now make up 42% of new gun owners. And I think that's absolutely excellent because, you know, I know this is a loss to the gun grabbers because gun grabbers, you know, would have the woman lying raped and strangled with her own pantyhose in an alley. They think that's somehow better than the woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot. I'm more in favor of the woman explaining to the police how her attacker got shot. Okay. Now, there was another little interesting article, and because unfortunately having to defend yourself against criminals in the streets of America is becoming a reality for a lot of people, you know, probably from too many movies and so forth and so on, the idea is if somebody, you know, stands in front of you with a flick knife, you can just haul off and shoot them. The law is actually a little more complicated. Okay, you have a right to self-defense to the same extent as the threat facing you. So if somebody's just trying to hit you in the face with, you know, their fists, you can hit them back with the fists. But if you stab them or shoot them, you can wind up in trouble. And it's this story coming out of New York about a shopkeeper was trying to defend himself from a criminal, stabbed him to death, and the storekeeper is now facing murder charges. So you got to be careful using proportionate force. Anyway, there's the music. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Jerry Kirk is taking the microphone. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate to both, where, you know, things are getting a little thin out here in these dark times. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
RBN. John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. republicbroadcasting.org.